Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Forget the past. Forget everything that happened yesterday. Forget everything that's behind. Do we have the right to do that? Do you think that God is holding your past over your head and saying, straighten up and I'll love you? But don't we act that way sometimes and think that? Oh my God, help us to get to hear His voice in the midst of all of this nonsense and recognize that He has thrown our sins into the sea of His forgetfulness. They're washed away as if they never happened. We have the right to bring. Now we come honestly. We don't just cling to things, but we can come honestly to Him and look to Him and look to the cross and look to the Savior and walk away from everything we have ever done and be free. Have you done that? No, it is quiet. If you haven't, who are you listening to? Do you see where maybe our minds need to get changed about things? What are we believing? Are we believing what God says, or are we believing the thoughts that the enemy is feeding us, trying to undermine us by attacking our very identity? It's not just my weakness to do a particular thing. It's who I am, and if I'm struggling with who I am. Am I really your child? Do I have what it takes? On and on and on. And look at your record. How could it possibly? And on and on and on. The devil will just flood our minds with every reason in the world to just stop, to keep us from stopping and saying, wait a minute. My foundation is not in me. It's not in what I am. It's not in what I've done or not done. It's in one thing, and that's what Jesus did at the cross. I stand upon that. And yes, I've messed up plenty. Even as a believer, I mess up. I need to grow. I need to learn. But every single day, I have the right to stand before the throne. I don't have to earn the right to go there. He already earned it. I don't have to... feel funny about putting on my royal garments and walking into the very throne and knowing that I'll be loved and accepted. I can go there not because, okay, Lord, I did something great for you. Aren't you pleased? But Lord, I have a need. And what I need is grace. I need mercy. I need you to love me even though I've got a lot of needs, Lord. But I need grace, which is the divine strength to be able to live out, to do what Paul said here. You've planted a new life in me. That life is there. It just needs to grow. It doesn't happen overnight, just like a human baby doesn't instantly become an adult. We grow, we make messes, we learn. And I have a right to wear the royal garment, like I say, and come before the throne of grace and say, Lord, I need your help, because that's what salvation is. Is not just a bunch of rules to live by or the rules to try harder to keep. I need every day to reach forth and saying, Lord, you've allowed this particular issue to face me right now. And I realize you did it because not because you're upset with me, but because now it's time. This is something where I have tended to think wrong. I've yielded to the wrong thing, and suddenly you're really bringing it into my attention. And you're not doing it again because you're upset with me. You're doing it because you want to help me, because you love me, because Jesus has already taken care of the guilt. But I need you right now to strengthen me so I can do what? I can make the right choices. I can tell the devil, hey, devil, I recognize you. That's not who I am anymore. Yes, I was that. I was. But that's something I have walked away from. My past has been washed away, and God's not even thinking about it. That's not something he remembers. He's not holding that over my head and saying, straighten up. He's right here to help me to recognize the issue, to find strength in him so I can right now make a good choice instead of a bad one and begin to actually exercise the victory that was won at the cross. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to say, Lord, here I am. I've certainly got some room to grow, don't I? But I can come and say, thank you for being with me today. And I'm looking to you. I just trust you to put all this behind me. Help me to rest in your love tonight and get up tomorrow morning. And it's a fresh day. No mistakes in it yet. I can look, you know, even the world recognizes that kind of wisdom. But do we? Do we recognize that we have the right to do that? Do we actually do it? Or is it just a bunch of theory we say we believe but don't live? That's what Paul is concerned about right here. After all that he said about what the ground that we stand upon is all what he did. And it's for a glorious, eternal purpose. And he's able to do things we can't even imagine. Oh, how great he is. But now, what are the implications as to how I'm meant to live? Oh, praise God for his loving mercy. Anybody need it this morning? Yeah, I sure do. But I've got it. I have the right this morning, in spite of all that I have ever been, in spite of all those things that still want to try to influence me if I let them, I still have every right to put on the royal garment and say, thank you, Lord. And I know when I face the challenges today, I know I can't say, oh, I got this. I don't got this. He's got it. But there's a nature in me. There's a new life in me that's growing. And that life has his power in it. And if I will make the right choices, I'm laying hold of something that he's already given me. I have everything I need. It's not like I lack something, but putting it into practice is the issue. I thought of one other scripture. I mean, I could go on with this, but that's a lot to think about, isn't it? But it's some powerful truth. But look at 1 John chapter 3. There are many scriptures that you could use, but I thought about this one in particular. John says this, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. All right, what's that? That we should be called children of God. And the Greek word for children there is not a grown-up son. This is a child. Technon. This is a little child. Anybody here feel like a little child a lot of the time? Yeah, I do. We like to think, oh, I'm grown up now. I'm a little child. I need him. Praise God. But he calls me a child of God. My goodness. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. He's not saying, this is not something where if I just hang on tight, if I just make it, if I find the resources in myself, someday I will be. No, I'm his child now. Yeah, there's something awesome that's coming, but it's the growth and development of something I've already got. I already am his child. Now we are children of God, and what we will be, so there's the future, what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So what's the result of that knowledge? Okay, so we know that we're his. We don't know everything about what's going to come, but we know it's going to be great. So what do we do in the meantime? All who have this hope in him. Where's the hope? In him. So what do? We purify ourselves just as he is pure. Well, how can I do that? I've got to constantly bring whatever I am to him and look to him for his cleansing, his forgiveness, his strength to do better and to learn and to grow and all those things. They all come from him, don't they? Praise God. So that's the thing. The foundation we stand upon is one thing. Where we're going is another. But the devil is going to attack. He has been attacking at every opportunity the simple truth of who we are. If you have ever said that heartfelt yes to Jesus, and he has come in, and he's come in to live, then you are his child. You don't have to become his child. He wants you to learn, and he wants you to learn how to live that out and to believe it. Because if we're constantly struggling with doubts as to whether I can, whether I am, what I've done, and all those things, that's where our mind is occupied. We're gonna struggle. But if we get to the place where we recognize, yeah, all that stuff it's done and gone. I have him living in me. It's not I, but Christ who lives in me anyway. And he's teaching me how to do that. And when I mess up, I just come to him with an honest heart and he loves me. I'm not on trial here. He has redeemed me. He has called me his child. And the process that he's bringing me through is as good as done. He just wants me to grow and learn by it and become what he wants because I have to go through all of this. But he's with me in it. And it's as good as done. Praise God. So it's a simple truth, but it's easy to say, isn't it? And I haven't said anything we haven't heard. I guess I often say that. But I'm betting, I don't know if there's a single person here for whom this isn't an issue. If there is, why don't you stand up and give your testimony and tell you how that came to be? Every one of us struggles with the simple truth. I am his child. He loves me. I can forget my past, embrace his help today and grow, and do the same thing today. The end of the day, I can leave everything that fell short, and I can learn from it, and I can grow a little bit more tomorrow. And every day, I'm going to get a little bit more. I'm going to experience a little bit more of what he died to give me. And one day, I'm going to stand there with him, and it'll all be his strength that's done it. I won't stand there and say, "Look at me, look at what I did." I'll say, "Look at what you did." And I bow before your throne, and I worship you. Folks, that's the gospel. But I believe God wants us to bring us to a place of greater victory here. And so much of it is how we think. May God help us to think out his word and his truth. Embrace that as our truth. You know the difference? Because if your truth is, I'm no good, it's amazing that he even possibly could love me, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. If that's your truth, that's not this. I want this, and not just the words, but the spirit behind those words to absolutely change my thinking and my behavior and my ability to live for him. And that's what he wants for all of us. And he's more than willing. To him be the glory. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.